Blog Talk Radio.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Back in the JR the Boss Man show with a nice guest. We have a new era here in Atlanta, starting with the College Park Skyhawks. We have a new assistant GM, Tori Miller, who is on the Boss Man show. Tori, how's life for you?
Hi, JR. Life's good. Excited to be back home in my home state of Atlanta, Georgia, just ready to get things underway in College Park.
Yes, indeed. Well, I want to start you off this, Tori. What inspired you using school down in Miami to want to get into basketball operations, get into the sports administration world? Like, what kind of stuck which made you say, this is a career path I want to take?
Okay. Well, growing up, I've always played basketball growing up ever since I was about 6 or 7, 8 years old. And just, I can tell you, I tell people this all the time, you know, on a good day, I'm 5'2". But on game days, I'm about 5'6 with my heels on, but outside of that, I didn't think that, you know, there was much future for me, you know, on the court, whether it's professionally or collegially after high school. But I always wanted to, you know, stay around the game and kind of stay involved with the game. And basketball out seemed like a natural transition for myself.
Yes, indeed, because, I mean, like you say, everybody can't play. Everybody can't be on the court. So being behind the scenes or being in one of the suits, man, you still have power. Because look at Bart Tatum. He's Adam Silver's number two man. So especially even African American in that role as well. So I feel like, and being a woman, so you have a lot of things for diversity purposes too, that you want to hit this goal and make this happen. So I feel like, hey, if you can't be on the court, be in the suits too.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. And also, I want to ask you this, Tori. Like, as you came up through college and was going through your process, getting your BA there down there in Miami, who are some people who really played a key role for you, inspiring you to move in the role you are, and move with the Hawks, being assistant GM now, and kind of got you into the ops business altogether?
Sure. So while I was in Miami, there's an agent down there by the name of Merle Scott. Merle kind of was the first person who gave me my first opportunity working in sports. I interned for Merle in his sports agency all throughout my while I was in college, University of Miami. So he's a big influence on my career because, you know, without him allowing me to, you know, be an intern at the sports agency, who knows if I'd be even working in sports today. So he was a big influence on myself. And then, obviously, Malik Rose. You know, Malik was very influential and kind of the driving force to bringing me here in Atlanta, to Atlanta, when he was the GM of the BayHawks 2 years ago. So he's a big influencer on my career as well. And then, obviously, Derek Pierce was our current GM here with the Skyhawks. Just being around Derek on a day-to-day basis, just picking his brain. He has a very vast scouting background. So being able to just learn from him and kind of – he gives me the film to kind of be creative in different situations. So he's been very huge in my career as well.
Yes, indeed. And Malik Rose is a very good guy. Talking to him at the games as well. And Derek Pierce is also a very smart man as well. And so let me ask you, Tori, in your new roles as the assistant GM for the Skyhawks, how is this different from the role you had as manager of basketball operations?
Okay, well, as manager of ops, you know, I pretty much handle a great deal of the logistical and day-to-day tasks. You know, I'll still touch those same items and those day-to-day matters, but as assistant GM, I'll have a shift and a greater focus on the player matters, from scouting to player relations and personnel items. But just a slight shift in responsibilities, more focus on the personnel side of things.
It's been a personnel for you. When you're trying to scout a player, what are the key characteristics you're looking for in a guy, what you want to bring to the Skyhawks, a guy you want to have on your roster? So what do you kind of look for when you're out there trying to see fine players, whether it be summer league, in college ball, or wherever you go looking for players, because players are everywhere in these days. So what are you looking for when you find one playing a player at your organization?
Well, number one, JR, is can he play? You know,
amen.
Does he possess an NBA skill, you know? By that, I mean, is he an elite athlete? Can he shoot it at a high clip? You know, is he an elite defender? Is he versatile? Is he a high-level playmaker, rebounder? You know, qualities like that that can, you know, we can go to our coach and say, hey, this is a guy that we think, you know, deserves a shot, and give our coach, you know, someone they can actually put in a game. You know, and off the court, it's all about, you know, looking for high-character guys that are good teammates, just the guys that we feel comfortable with assimilating into an NBA locker room.
Got that right, and also you want to find the right fit too, because
every
player might not be the right fit for your organization or your culture,
because
you might have a guy that can shoot lights out or defend like crazy, a 3-and-D guy, but if his attitude's not right, he might not fit the culture. He doesn't do the small things to help you win. It's not on that stat sheet. You might not want the guy on your team. That's
absolutely
a very key point factor as well. Now, also, Tori, I wanted to get you on this as well, because you know, with those guys you signed with Charlie Brown also and Brandon Goodwin, what do those guys bring to the roster as two-way players, being able to play on the Hawks as well as the Skyhawks, kind of go back and forth there, provide depth for them as well, and also develop down there with you guys? So what did they bring? What did you, Derek, you and Dan, see about those guys to bring them to the Skyhawks when your inaugural season in College Park out there at the Gateway Center?
Right. So I think with Charlie Brown, obviously, you know, if you were watching Summer League out in Vegas, he showed flashes of promise with his length, his versatility, and his ability to make shots. And, again, he's another high-character young man who, you know, his coaches raved about him. And so I think he's a guy who can come in and kind of compete, push our young guys here in Atlanta, and then also continue to develop while he's with us down in College Park. And then the Goodwin signing isn't official, so I can't comment on that one.
Okay, got you. A little ahead of the game there. A little ahead of the game there, but we assume he'll be there soon. Yes, indeed. But I want to ask you this, Tori. If you could share with listeners, how is the G League team kind of composed for us, how to you build a roster? Is it mostly guys that are you guys signed directly, or is it guys that the Hawks maybe say, hey, we want them in our system? So how do y'all go about building this roster for the G League team? Because we know how to do it on the big team, of course. But how do y'all do it down there to build the roster out?
So, the G League is a very unique league. There are multiple ways in which we can construct our roster. Starting in the summer, obviously, two-way contracts are a big focal point in roster construction. Then from the two ways, you have the G League draft is another way where you can get players. You also have a mechanism with Exhibit 10 contracts, where those are guys who come to training camp with us in Atlanta. And then if they don't make our final roster here in Atlanta, we can allocate them as an affiliate player for our G League team in College Park. And then you also have a way, local tryout route, in which all teams each year, ours are coming up in the fall, is where players can come out and they can try out. Like, guys just really just roll out of bed and just come down to our open tryouts and try to make our team. So it's a lot of different avenues, you know, that we can construct our roster. And obviously, you also have your return rights guys who are there with you that you can also bring back to your team.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, like, the returning rights guys. So how many of those guys can you keep? Because from what I'm hearing, it's pretty much a new roster pretty much every year with exception of a few guys.
Yeah, well, no 2 years in the G League, your team is rarely the same. But returning rights guys, you have their rights for up to 2 seasons. So each year that they touch the G League, they kind of reset their 2 years. So we can keep their rights for up to 2 years. So say if a guy played with us last season, he's free to go overseas next year and play. And then if he wants to come back to the G League, then we would retain his returning rights. So it's a way for guys, you know, to be flexible if they want to go test it and make some money over in Europe and come back and give it a run, the NBA run again, they can have that option.
And, Tori, like, just based on watching the Summer League, probably the G League is getting better each year. Like, I remember when it first started, when they had those basic uniforms and those basic teams, but it's becoming like a big brand as well. The NBA kind of redeveloped and gave the name to the G League as well. Teams have their own affiliates like the Hawks do now with the Skyhawks. So I thought the quality of play is getting better, and also it really serves as a testing ground or a ground to breed young talent for the big team and kind of put the same program the big team is using down on the guys who are young and up and coming as well.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, there's nothing basic about the G League anymore. I mean, the quality of play in the league is improving. You know, on any given night, you have assignments guys down who, you know, are lottery picks, and they're trying to find their way, and they're trying to find their niche and their role and to get minutes on an NBA roster. And then also with the implementation of the two-way contracts, you're seeing an influx in talent across the league. And then not only those guys, but the G League players, they're pretty darn good in their own right. So it's a very talented league to me. In my opinion, it's the second-best league in the world.
Yeah, they're right. Let's talk about the Hawks and the Skyhawks, kind of their marriage here. Like, Ben, let's just look at the logistics of it. You're right down the road from Emory, so pretty much you can send a guy down from Hawks practice down to a game at College Park and vice versa. We'll get a young guy, because we got a lot of young guys now, so you can't send the guys to play a game with you guys, go to the big team. So with you guys being so close and not being in Erie, I think it would be much easier to kind of send guys back and forth now, being in College Park and get guys some run down there with you guys, do some experiences to help the big team down the road.
Right. Well, first off, JR, we don't like to say down. We like to say, you know, the guy's assigned to us. You know, so
assigned. Okay. We'll use lingo assigned. Gotcha.
Throw that out there.
Gotcha.
Just wanted to throw that out there. So, no, I think when the guys are assigned, you know, defining the vision for the Skyhawks is pretty simple. You know, we want to mirror exactly what the Atlanta Hawks are doing. Travis and Coach Pierce, they've have a clear vision, you know, on what they want to build, a group of high-character guys that are committed to development. I think we're going, you know, we're going to enforce those same principles in College Park. And so unless we want to create an environment, there's a clean transition for when our assignment guys are assigned to us, and also vice versa when, you know, we may have an injury in Atlanta and one of our guys in College Park, you know, have the opportunity to suit up for the Atlanta Hawks. So I think we just want to make it as seamless as a transition as possible and, like you said, just be a mirror of the Atlanta Hawks.
And how excited is College Park to have this new arena, the Gateway Center out there, right there at the airport there, Cavs fans coming out there, seeing tickets up as star low as $10. You can't beat that, fans.
Can't beat it.
Stop seeing tickets. You know, that's less than a beer right there. That's like buying you a shirt at Kohl's or something. You can go do that anytime. $10 to see some good basketball. So how excited are the fans, you guys in from the fans, how excited they are about this new arena and the team coming to College Park with backing of 2 Chainz?
You know, the city of College Park is excited right now. And like you mentioned, with 2 Chainz on board and ownership, You know, he's shown a huge level of commitment. You know, it's going to be a fun environment and a great opportunity to bring high-level basketball to the Southside. You know, I just think that the fans, you know, social media presence is growing each and every day. Fans are reaching out, asking when the tryouts are. You know, everyone wants to be involved. So we're excited to get down in College Park and just get in the community. You know, we toured the Gateway Center a few weeks ago, and the arena is coming along great. It'll seat around 3,500, and it'll have, like, an open design. So it's truly there's no bad seat in the house. You know, it's going to be a very, very, very beautiful facility, and I think will be one of the better facilities in the G League. So we're excited.
So am I. I cannot wait to go out there and watch you guys play. And fans, if you get some tickets today, $25 deposit, you get you a 2 Chainz T-shirt. 2 Chainz! Get you a shirt with your 2 Chainz on there. Support your College Park Skyhawks. Am I lying, Tori? Am I lying?
You're not lying. You're not lying. You're not lying.
Yes, indeed. Well, Tori, I want to say congratulations on your new gig. Congrats on that. I look forward to meeting you in person. Look forward to covering
Thank
the
you.
Team and being a big supporter of you guys. I'm so excited because the Hawks are my team. Growing up in Nashville, there was no Grizzlies when I was growing up.
Okay.
That was the Atlanta Hawks. So I came to Hawks game with my father and mother.
Okay.
I was back in the Omni when Mutombo and those boys was up on Chicago and the Bulls shut them down real fast. But I was excited.
You're a throwback Hawks fan then, okay.
Yeah, so it's a blessing to be able to cover the team I grew up cheering for as a child in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's great. So, yes, indeed. Well, Tori, congrats again on the new position. We look forward to talking to you down the road, and thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you, JR, and thank you to everyone that supports College Park and Atlanta Hawks.
Yes, indeed. This is Tori Miller here on the Boss Man Show.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush. Nikki, who is that? An old boyfriend. Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City. Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow. Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. Only stars are closer. Only stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.